Friday, 19th of April, Erev Pesach, Rabbi David Sulzbacher. What happens after the Seder?
Good morning, everyone. It's a very special Erev Pesach to come and learn for half an hour. Maybe it's to get out of helping at home, I don't know. But certainly a wonderful way to start the Torah way. Such a special day. Okay, the subject of the Shir is what happens after the Seder, when the Seder is finished. So the Briskerov points out something interesting, that there's a halacha mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, which somehow the world doesn't seem to be makpid on it. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Pei Aleph, Chayev Odom Lasik Behilchus Pesach Ubitzias Mitzrayim. This is after you finish the whole Seder. There's still another halacha that you're chayev to go into Hilchus Pesach, Ubitzias Mitzrayim, Saper Benisim Niflois, talk about all the miracles, Sha'osak of Ishbrochel Aveseinu. You mechayev even after the Seder to continue. We don't find that people really have, there are some people that say Shia Shirim, but then they go to sleep. So we need to look into the Bekoir of this halacha to see if there's some kula that you allow you to go to sleep. Okay. So, before we get into that point, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is your chayiv, and the Shulchan Aruch continues, ad shetach tevena shen, until you fall asleep. In the Haggadah, we seem to say something different. In the Haggadah, we say, afilu kolonu chachomim, mitzvah aleinu l'sapeh b'tzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to talk about tzias Mitzrayim. V'chol ha'marbeh, people who talk a lot about it, hari zeh meshubach. Hari zeh meshubach implies it's a praiseworthy thing, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. It's Shulchan Aruch, it seems to say, chayiv. So is it a chiyuv, or is it hari zeh meshubach? The mekor of this din in Shulchan Aruch about this halacha of after the Seder you still need to talk about Hilchos Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is a tesefta at the end of Brachos, the last tesefta in the whole Pesachim. The whole tesefta finishes off in the tesefta. Chayiv Odom Lasek beHilchos HaPesach Kol Halaylo. Notice that the wording of the tesefta is even more than Shulchan Aruch says. Yochayev kol halayla. And then it continues with a maisa very similar to what we have in the Haggadah. Maisa varem gamliel zakenim, shahoyo mesubi bebeis besas bedzunin, belud, vahoyo oiskid behilchus apesach kol halayla. Until the morning. So you see very clearly this halacha, mekor is the tesefta. And yet we don't seem to find people are that makpid on this halacha. Oh, that's exactly what Biskrov asked. By Shavuos, which is only a minute, you do see people, but you don't find it by Pesach so much. Before we go even further than this, there's something a bit interesting in the wording of the Tesefta. Chayev Odom Lasek beHilchus HaPesach. Why Hilchus HaPesach? Seder night is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Surely, Hilchus HaPesach you've learned before Pesach. Seder night is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why does the Tesefta say Hilchus HaPesach? If you look at the Vilna Gaon on the Tesefta twice changes the girsa. On the opening words where he says Chayev Odom Lasek B'Hilchus HaPesach, says the Gaon, L'Sapeh Yetzias Mitzrayim. Seems to change, not Hilchus HaPesach, like we're asking. What's Hilchus HaPesach got to do with it? So the Gaon changes it to the Sapeh Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the story which he brings of the Zakenim, where the Lashon of the Tesefta is, V'hoyo Asukin B'Hilchus HaPesach, there again, the Gaon seems to change the Girsa to Mesaprin B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yet in Shulchan Aruch, he brings a bit of both. Shulchan Aruch says, Hilchus HaPesach, and Yetzias Mitzrayim. The briskerov actually brings a source from this tesefta, and he builds out from this, that as well as telling over the story and the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you are also yoytze sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by going through the Hilchos HaPesach, a tremendous chiddush of the briskerov, but he brings this out from this tesefta, and he proves it from the Haggadah itself. Because in the Haggadah, by the Chacham, we say, what's his question? He asks on the dinim, and what's the answer? More important, the answer. You teach in Hilchos Pesach. So you see clearly through Hilchos Pesach is your Makai mitzvah sipur yetzias mitzrayim. Reb Zalman Volozhin, before the briskerov, when he says, which halacha do we teach him? Kehilchos HaPesach ein maftirin acha pesach hafikoymen. If you look, that is the very last halacha brought in Masechtas Pesachim. In other words, says Reb Zalman, what you teach the Ben Chochom is from Oyla Ba'asa, from the beginning of Masechtas Pesachim, right through to the end. So through teaching Hilchos Pesach, you actually mekayim mitzvahs sipur yetzias mitzrayim. The Gon, as we said, seems to take out the girsa of Hilchos HaPesach and inserts sipur yetzias mitzrayim. It's not like the briskerov. However, it seems to me from all the Rishonim, that all the Rishonim mentioned Hilchos HaPesach, the Gon is not coming here to say, take out the girsa of Hilchos Pesach. All the Gon's coming is to add. And Vada, don't forget, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and as well as that, there's Hilchos HaPesach. I have a Raya Brura for this, that the Gaon is not taking out the Girsa of Hilchos HaPesach. Because a couple of halachas earlier in Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Ayin Zayin, where he talks about, Tof Ayin Vov, the Ramah says that during the meal, you've got to be careful not to eat or drink too much. Why? Eating because you mustn't eat afikoymen achila gasa. It's going to be al hasayva, but not achila gasa. So don't eat too much during the meal. And don't drink, or yishtakir v'yishen miyad, and you're going to fall asleep. If you drink during the meal, and we're talking about alcoholic drinks, which are going to put you to sleep, which you're allowed to in the meal, but you should be careful. Why? Because you're going to fall asleep. And so what? Says the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura is word for word from the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Brura, Vatanya b'tisefta, and it says in the tisefta, Chayiv Odom Lasek b'Hilchos Pesach Kol Halayla. States in the Gaon, when he quotes the tisefta, says Mefurish the tisefta, that the din is Chayiv Odom Lasek b'Hilchos HaPesach. So you see, the Gaon didn't take out the girsa. All the Gaon in the Tosefta is adding, as well as Hilchos HaPesach, don't forget, the Ikur Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's still a bit of ha'ora on this Gaon in Shulchan Aruch. If you were to ask me, if you were to fall asleep in the meal on Seder night, what's wrong with that? I would say, because I've still got benching, I've still got afikoman, I've still got halel, I've still got two more kaisers. That mechayer is what's missing if I fall asleep in the meal. Why does the Gaon, quoted by the Mishnah, say the reason why you mustn't fall asleep is because you've got Hilchos HaPesach still to do after the Seder? So the Pashtus, you could say, is that Avada and Avada, you've got the Seder to do. What the Gaon is saying is that even after the Seder, you've got to continue. So you've got Kol HaLayla, so don't fall asleep. What I think, however, the Gaon is saying, and the Mishnah, is a different thought. The title of this shir, and we've been saying these words the whole time, is after the Seder. When the Seder finishes, there's a new halacha of Chaim Odom Lasev Hilchos HaPesach. The Gaon say that's not pshat. Seder night, the mitzvah Seder night, is to talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night. That is the mitzvah. That continues even after the printed part of the Haggadah is finished. You finish Chatgadah, it continues. That's what the Gaon is saying. That you mustn't fall asleep because I've got my mitzvah the whole night. Not a new mitzvah starts after the Seder. This mitzvah of Chayav Odom Kol HaLayla continues now from the beginning of Seder all the way through. You've got to be careful not to fall asleep. But Emes, according to this, fits it beautifully the words of the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that this mitzvah, which l'chaira is after the Seder, it says, Chayv Adam Lasa Birchas HaPesach, then he says, Afilu Beinoi Lebein Benoi, even between you and your son. What on earth does the Tosefta mean? That you've got to do Birchas HaPesach, even between you and your son. So one of the pshatim I saw was, because it's talking about Hilchas HaPesach, L'chayre Hilchas HaPesach, you learnt with your son long before Pesach. So it comes along the Tosefta and says, even on Seder night, even though you've taught him all the halachas, you still have a mitzvah, afilu beino lebeino, on Pesach. However, Reb Cheskel Abramsky, in his classic sefer, Chazoy Necheskel, on the Tosefta, he has a different pshat, afilu beino lebein benoi. And listen how he explains it. The mitzvah of Seder night, the mitzvah, which started at the beginning of Seder, that mitzvah, that mitzvah doesn't stop at the end of Seder. That mitzvah continues the whole night. It's not a new halacha, now take out a shulchan aruch and start learning Hilchos Pesach. No. What the Tosefta is telling me is the mitzvah, the Gadot HaLevincha, carries all the way through till the end of the night. According to that, we have a new understanding of this halacha. Seder night starts at the beginning, and it goes all the way through, l'chayra, till the end of the night. That is the mitzvah. What? We'll come to that if that's a chiddush or that's the pashtus. We'll see if that's a chiddush or that's a pashtus. Okay. Lefi zeh, we understand very well what the Gaon, Mr. Gura brings. You mustn't drink during the meal because your mitzvah, sipu yisiyat mitzrayim, carries on the whole night. Okay. When the Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned, brings this halacha, as we're explaining, that is one mitzvah. The mitzvah Sipur Yisrael, whether it's Hilchos HaPesach or Sipur Lenisim, carries on the whole night. Now, what we do need to come back to is this question of the Brisker Rav. Lemaisa, we don't see that people are that makpid on this halacha. Now, we quoted the Tosefta. The Tosefta said that the mitzvah is kol halayla. Yet in Shulchan Aruch, it changes it. Because it's quoting the Tosefta. And the Be'er HaGvela says it's the Tosefta. Yet the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch is ad shetach tefen ushin, until you fall asleep. According to the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, the ha'orah of the Brisker Rav is not such a strong ha'orah. Because the Shulchan Aruch already says that the mitzvah is until you fall asleep. Most people at the end of Seder are very tired. They've had the four kosos, they've eaten, it's a long evening. So memela, they're tired, and that is the level of Asher Tachtaven Hashina. In fact, we need to ask, what do those words mean, Asher Tachtaven Hashina? So Rav Eliashiv and other poskim, as my name will say, that doesn't mean you literally have to fall asleep at the table. There are others who do learn that way. The Chassam Sofer would actually fall asleep at the table. And they bring already from the Leket Yoshev of Rishonim. However, if Yashiv says he proves it, there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema still. If you literally fall asleep at the table, when are you going to have your mitzvah of Kriya Shema al HaMitzvah? We don't say the full Kriya Shema, but you still have Kriya Shema. Elamai, at the end of the Seder, you're very tired, you're drooping off. At that point, you can go to sleep. Avada, if you're wide awake, you're mechuyev to continue. That's poshut. Now, what gives the license to the Shulchan Aruch to water down the words of the Tosefta? At the end of the day, the Tosefta did say the whole night. The Shulchan Aruch is the mekoyer. What's Asher Tachtaven Hashena? If you look at the Chasdei David on the Tosefta, he brings a ha'orah, which is basically what you were asking. He says, it starts off
that Yochayev Lasek Behilchas HaPesach Kol HaLaila. And then he brings a story of Zakenim, as if that's something special the Zakenim did. So he asks the question, if this is for everyone, why bring a raya from Zakenim? What's a big mile of Zakenim? And he says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch taka changes, you don't have to do it the whole night. He actually seems to say that the Shulchan Aruch derives it from this question. That when the Tosefta says, Chayev Adam Kol HaLaila, it doesn't literally mean that everybody's Mechuyev Kol HaLaila. It means, Asher Tachtefenu Shena, until you fall asleep. The Chiddush is the Zakenim. They went further. They went Lefnim Mishur Sadin, and they stayed out the whole night. But Enoch and Amma, ordinary people, are not Mechuyev to. And says the Chassid David, if you look at the Rambam just brings Kolamar Belasapa Harizem Meshubach. He doesn't bring about the whole night. Therefore, suggests the Chassid David, the Mekor of the Shulchan Aruch, to so to speak diminish the wording of the Tosefta, is there from the Tosefta itself by quoting this story. L'chayre, it's a bit of a difficult pshat. At the end of the day, the Tosefta did say Chayev Kol HaLaila. So even if you say Kol HaLaila, it's a bit of a laugh dafka, but still there's an absolute chiyuv. But we don't really find that people have, okay, the Kol HaLaila, maybe we've diminished a bit. If you look at the Torah, which it's clear the Shulchan Aruch is basing it on the Torah, the Tosefta is quoted by the Torah, and then the Shulchan Aruch. It's beautiful how the Torah quotes this Tosefta. It says like this, Chayev Odom Lasek Kol HaLaila Behilchas HaPesach, etc. Atcha Tachtefenu Shino, until you fall asleep. Notice that? Shulchan Aruch says you're Chayev until you fall asleep. The Tosefta said the whole night. The Torah seems to make a bit of a shutzvas here. The Torah seems to say, Yochayev Kol HaLaila, until you fall asleep. L'chayev is a huge nafkamina to way how the Torah understands it, to way how the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand it. Meaning, it would seem from the wording of the Torah that be'etzem, the Chayev is the whole night. Novos, if you fall asleep, once a person's asleep, he's potim in our mitzvahs. So the chiyuv is the whole night, unless you fall asleep. According to the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch says the whole chiyuv is until you fall asleep. And once you've fallen asleep, your mitzvah is finished. Where's the nafgemina? Very simple. You fell asleep, and half an hour later you woke up. It's fascinating that this brings out a massive nafgemina lahalocha. Why? There's a shaila in the Gemara if we have a fifth kos. Halacha l'maisa, we don't have a fifth kos. And it's a big deal. If you look at the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch itself, what is the reason we don't have a fifth kos? Says the Torah, Uminag Pasha tu shaloi lishtis yayin. We don't have a fifth kos. Why? Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah. Tam l'minag. What's the reason not to have a fifth kos? The reason not to have the fifth case is because I've got a whole night to talk about Sipri Yetziat Mitzrayim. Says the Chayk Yaakov, the person fell asleep at the end of Seder and woke up half an hour later. Says the Chayk Yaakov, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to have another cup of wine. Why? Because your mitzvah Sipri Yetziat Mitzrayim stopped when you fell asleep. If you woke up again, you don't have a mitzvah anymore. Therefore, you're allowed to drink wine again. I'm not talking about the halachas of before shachris, drinking, learn. I'm not going into that. But the ikar din mitzad, the halacha of not allowed to drink wine, because you still have a mitzvah. Once you've fallen asleep, that mitzvah has gone away. Masha'eke, he doesn't say this, but Masha'eke, according to the Torah, that the Torah says, you be'emes yochayev kol ha'layla until you fall asleep. Mashvel, if you would wake up, you attacker mechuyev to restart again. But Emma says, even in the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, you could learn, Asher Tachtefenu Shena, is even in the Shulchan Aruch, you could learn that Ad means, but Emma says, you chayev the whole night. But Asher Tachtefenu Shena means that if you've fallen asleep, you are potter. But Be'etz and the chayev continues. That you can clear in the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Chayk Yaakov. But in the Torah, the Chayev Poshet, nafgemina, that if you wake up, you mechuyev to carry on, and you wouldn't be allowed to drink any wine then.
What's the purpose of it?
Once you've fallen asleep, yeah? Mimele, you're potter on a mitzvah. A sleeping person is potter
on a mitzvah, right? So you've got a mitzvah to and your mevatel mitzvahs are safe if you fall asleep, normally, but here the Torah is telling you...
The shiur is, according to what we're suggesting in the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, the pashtus is, that is the shiur in the chiyuv. That's how far they put the chiyuv.
So the whole night and...
No, not the whole night. You're chayv until you've fallen asleep.
According to the second pshat,
the chiv is the whole night.
So what's the point of telling us you're potter when you fall asleep? You fall asleep, you can't continue.
Even it's poshut.
Is it telling you that, like, the noise, you're mamish potter, and you wake up again, it's a...
L'choira, that's good for what he's telling you. By putting those two things together, is don't think by falling asleep the potter has gone away. The chiv has gone away. The chiv continues when you wake up. Because the chiv is the whole night.
No, you're probably potter. You're not a safe point, is what I'm saying. Sorry,
don't worry,
you haven't even
vatal mitzvah,
so to speak, because you manage potter when you're sleeping. When you wake up again, the chiyuv continues. There's nothing wrong in falling asleep.
There's nothing wrong in falling asleep, although the chiddah brings, you've got to, if it hasn't gone through the whole night, you've got to force yourself, because he learns, kol ha-layla means roiv ha-layla. You've got to have, this is the chiddah I'm telling you now, you need two things. You need to have kol ha-layla, which he says roiv layla, and Achatach Tefenoshena as well. You've got to have it both. So in other words, if it's halfway through the night and you're falling asleep, it's not good enough. You have to force yourself to stay awake. So there are different ways of learning this. Now, the Chasdei David mentioned, and he built on this, that the Rambam doesn't bring this Tesefta. And he proved from there that it's not such a chiyuv. But it's very difficult to understand that when Lemaisa Shulchan Aruch says there's a chiyuv, and to say that the Shulchan Aruch itself relies on the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring it, therefore it's not such a chiyuv, and therefore he says Achatach Tefel Hashena, sof, there is a chiyuv. Now, I want to suggest that Mechudesh Dik Pshat in the Rambam, although the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha that you're mechuyuv the whole night, the Chayyur you could learn Pum Faket. If the Rambam says, and we don't have time to go into the words of the Rambam, if the Rambam says that the mitzvah on Seder night is Sipri Yisita Chaim on Leil Chamisha Osa, it doesn't say when it stops. The very fact that it says, Yimchuyev, that is the mitzvah Salayla. Enochanaman, it's something we've spoken about here before. You can be Mekayim Yudairaisa with just a few words, according to some, even just with Kiddush, you're Mekayim your mitzvah. That's like Talmud Torah as well. I have a mitzvah Talmud Torah, Yoimim V'layla. Avadam Mekayim the mitzvah within a few words. But the mitzvah is the whole night. So the Rambam doesn't need to bring the halacha the whole night or Achatach Tevel Hashanah. Because by writing that is the mitzvah, the Mela continues the whole night. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, Cholam Marbel Asapa Bitzis Mitzrayim, Harizem Meshubach? Because that goes back to our first question. If it's Harizem Meshubach, Mashma, there's not an absolute chiyuv, you're just praiseworthy. Again, if you look carefully in the wording of the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the way how he explains Kol HaMarbeh, we always understood Kol HaMarbeh means the longer time you spend on Sipri Yisit Mitzrayim, the more praiseworthy you are. If you look carefully at the wording of the Rambam seems to say a different vault. The Rambam seems to say Kol HaMarbeh does not mean in time. Kol HaMarbeh means the more you go into understanding the shibud we were in, the more you're going to understand how we were saved, the nisim, the greater you are, because you understand your hakaras hatov to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol HaMarbeh therefore means the more depth you go into Harizem Meshubach, but the etzem the chiyuv is the whole night. I danced for joy when I opened up the Sefer of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And he was asked this question, which is in the Tziv Sagod, the question which we started with earlier. Is it Chiyuv or is it Harizem Meshubach? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. HaChiyuv hu lasoik achitach tevein ashina b'inyona umuhusa shel yitzias Yitzrayim b'chlolios. The mitzvah of the whole night, or until you fall asleep, that is the general story. V'ha de'omru kol ha'mar b'harizem Meshubach. Hainu, that means laharbois beprote guf sipah advarim. When you start going into the details, v'hama oireish iru bisman golus ugulas mitzayim. When you start going into the depth of it, therefore we're saying exactly the opposite of the chasnei dovim. That the Rambam be'emes holds the mitzvahs the whole night, and kol amarbe is how much depth you go into it. Sefer Shulchan Aruch comes out. It's taka a very big chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch is able to minimize it till ad shetach tevenu sheino. Lemaisa, just to finish off, on what are we soimach that we go to sleep after the seder? If you do. So we've already seen, because if you're exhausted at the end of the Seder, enochanama, go to sleep. If you look in the Siddur Yaivutz, it says a tremendous line. Chayev odom nasik b'hilchas ha-pesach kol ha-layla. Oy, chayev, he says, you should run to bed so that you're able to get up early in the morning to daven shachris. Because late at night, what's your shachris going to be like? Therefore, he says, this din of staying up the whole night is only, and we find Mekoyeret already in the Rishonim, the Seder Hayoyim, it's only for people who are able to. But if you're not able to, you must go to sleep in order to be able to daven the next morning. The Maharal, he says exactly the same thing, and he even explains the Haggadah like this. He says, why do we bring the story of Maisa Reb Lezer, they were sitting in Bnei Brak, until their Talmidim came and told them, Egiyazman Kriyash Masha Shach. Why add that last bit, Ache Egiyazman Kriyash Masha Shachris? He says like this, because you've got a kasha. How could they have stayed up the whole night? They need their koichas next morning to daven, they have to go to sleep. Elamai, they were so engrossed in their learning that they didn't even realize how the time had gone by. It had it not been for their Talmidim, they wouldn't even realize it's so late at night, or so early in the morning. The Talmidim had to tell them that was almost the heter they had to stay up the whole night. I just want to finish off. We once spoke about Shavuos night, that you have a bit of a clash sometimes in Minug versus Din. There's a Minug to learn the whole night of Shavuos night, to Mekayim the mitzvah, or at least the Minug of learning. There's another Minug stroke Din, of waiting until Nacht in order to daven Maariv. So the Yosef Oimetz says, sometimes if you take those two minhogim together, you're hardly going to have much time to learn. Why? Because you've got to daven with Nacht, it can be very late, you've got to come home and have Simchas Yom Tov, Yom Tov Mil Doraisa. By the time you sit down to learn, it might be 1 o'clock in the morning, if you do it properly, and it could be Alois an hour later. So there's not much of a learning. So he says, whichever way you want to do, you want to daven early, and there are plenty of Makoris, as we spoke about that, so that you learn longer. You want to daven later in order to mekayim the din, or the minhag of davening with nacht, so you're going to learn less. Either way, you do it l'shem shemayim. And that we say, it's the same thing here as well. You want to mekayim your mitzvah, staying up the whole night, and doing hilchas ha-pesach, avad you're allowed to. You want to go to bed early in order to daven shachris well with kavana the next morning. It's a tremendous day. Tfilas tal. It's a tremendous day. Go to bed as soon as the haggadah is finished. What I would say is part of the hachana of today is to have a rest so that you've got your koichas to be able to go through at least through the whole seder wide awake. And whatever happens afterwards, and we say afterwards means that there is no afterwards. It continues me'ikad din the whole night. I wish everybody a good yom tov.
I'm just thinking, if you, the way you said it about